Okay, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we're grateful again for providing for us like you do here with the building and running water and electricity and all that. Lord, you're kind to us in so many ways. And I thank you for Phil with the Bible class this morning, Lord. And I often think about Solomon and you told him, I'll give you whatever you want. And he asked for wisdom. Lord, I pray every one of us ask for wisdom from you, Lord, that we can live wise in this life to bring glory to you, because we do know that this life is a vapor. It doesn't last very long compared to eternity. And so I just pray that we ask for wisdom and that we live our lives to honor and glorify you in this short time we have. Lord, help us to do that. And thanks again to Phil for putting that together. And I pray now, Lord, we can sing some songs here and bring glory to you through our singing, not because of our good voices, Lord, or at least some of us, but because we just want to sing because we love you and express our love towards you, Lord. And I just pray that it will glorify you in some small way. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in this song here, the top two lines say, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. So the words of life are our Bible, right? So if we're a Christian, why do we want to just keep hearing the word over and over and over? And why does it become more and more beautiful to us over and over, like again and again? It never stops, right? Why is that? Well, I was thinking, here's the reason why. When we read the Bible and God shows us things, it shows us that the longer we're a Christian, the more I need him, because it magnifies my weakness, magnifies my sin, magnifies my lack of faith, magnifies my selfishness, my pride, my laziness, my thought life. It shows me my thought life is wicked when I read the Bible. It shows my unworthiness. My utter dependence on him grows the longer I live, right? See, if we look at the Word of God, if we've been a Christian for any amount of time, we look at the Word of God and go, oh yeah, I've heard that. I've already heard that. See, then we forgot how far we fall short of the glory of God if we think like that. So see, if we examine ourselves correctly, we will see the need for God's Word over and over and over, and he will continue to reveal the beauty in his Word the longer we live, and the more we're a Christian in this life, he will reveal those things to us more and more, his wonderful words in his Bible. Okay, in this song here in the chorus, it says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And I was thinking that, you know, we could insert a couple different words for happy. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be content in Jesus but to trust and obey. Or, trust and obey, for there's no other way to have assurance in Jesus but to trust and obey. See, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Jesus said that, right? So if we won't obey him, it just shows that we don't love him like we should. And if we're not going to obey God and love him like we should, you can't be happy. You can't be content. And you can't have assurance. He won't let you. Now look, some commands are definitely harder than others. I agree with that. But here's just some commands in the Bible that we should be able to do real easy. Like this. Pray for those who persecute you. Now, we can all do that. You can go home and sit in your bedroom and pray for somebody that's persecuting you. That's not hard to do. You might not want to do it, but it's not hard, right? Or treat people like you want to be treated. That's easy to do. Here's one. Work, and then give that money that you earn and just give it to somebody that's in need. And don't brag about it. Don't toot your horn like the Pharisees do. Right? Don't do that. Just work. Give some money away, right, to people in need. And not brag about it. You can do that. Everybody can do that. Everybody in here can do that. Don't steal. That's pretty easy. Don't steal. Don't take something that's not yours, right? Kids, obey your parents. Bible tells you it's a command. Obey your parents. If you love Jesus, obey your parents. It's easy. Just do what they say, right? It's easy. You kids can do that, right? Be kind to everybody. We can all do that. Might not like it. This guy's a jerk, but I want to be kind to him, right? Okay? I didn't mean that toward you, Chris. But I kind of went this way. Like, look, so these are kind of the easy commands we can do, I think. But if we refuse to do them, to obey God, he will not let us be happy. We won't be content, and we won't have assurance. So look, if you want to be happy, content, and have assurance, obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bye.
Okay, in this song here, in the last paragraph, the first line, it says, I know I shall see in his beauty the king in whose law I delight. Okay, now delight means that you enjoy something. Like we delight in a bowl of ice cream, right? We delight in that, right? Or whatever your thing is, right? You delight in it. You find pleasure in it. You enjoy it. You find pleasure. Oh, ice cream. Now, here's my question. Do you delight in God's law? That's what it says up there. Do you delight in God's law? Do you find joy in God's law? Do you find pleasure in His law, His commands? See, if you... We know that God's law is good. It says it in the Bible, like in 1 Timothy and in Romans 7. It talks about how His law is good and it's perfect. And then I came across this verse. It's Psalms 19, 7 through 10. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. So do you look at God's law like that? Better than gold? Do you love to love your enemy? You love doing that? Oh, I love loving my enemy. Do you do that? We should love His law, right? Do you love to go to work real hard and then take your money and just give it away? I used to struggle with that one a lot. Burning my money and giving it away, right? You got to love to give your money away. Do you kids love to obey your parents? Oh, I can't wait till my mom tells me to clean my room. That's going to be great. Do you love that? See, you kids, that's the command for you to obey your parents. And you should love it. Do you husbands, do you love to love your wife like Christ loved the church? Just ready to drop everything, to do whatever she, to serve her, to give your life up. Just drop what you're doing and pay all your attention to her. Forget about you and just focus on your wife. You husbands love doing that? Oh, I can't wait till she gives me that honey-do list. Right? Whatever it is, do you love loving your wife like Christ loved the church? Do you wives love submitting to your husbands? I can't wait to let him tell me what to do. I am looking so forward to that. I can't wait to submit and be under his rule. Do you love doing that? You should love doing that. That's what. If we love God's commands, that's his command. Look, is this how we look at his commands? See, if you don't delight in these things, you don't find pleasure in them, there's something wrong. The law's not wrong. God's law's not wrong. There's something wrong with us if we don't delight in his laws. So look, when it's like the last song I was talking about, some of the easy ones to do, those are kind of easy, but when it's hard, do you still love God's law? See, if we don't, we need to repent. There's something wrong with us if we don't love God's law. So we need to repent, because here's why. It shows us that we've been redeemed. The name of this song, Redeemed. I've been redeemed by Jesus, the Son of God. And this is how we prove that we love Him, by obeying His commands and loving them. So if you want to live a life proving that you've been redeemed, love God's law and find delight in all His laws. Let's pray. Lord, I confess to you that I don't delight in your laws as much as I should. I want to, but sometimes it is hard, Lord. But I just pray, Lord, that you would give us a heart to just love your laws, delight in them, way more than the bowl of ice cream, Lord. That we delight in your laws, not just to be obedient to you. It is to be obedient because we love you, though. We love you for saving us from hell. We love you for giving us a new heart and showing us the truth, Lord, and that you're going to bring us into glory one day. And we can obey you. We can love your laws just based on that alone, Lord. So help us to love you more, love your laws more, Lord. It shows that we've been redeemed. If we've been redeemed, Lord, I know this. If we've been redeemed, we have a new heart. We have your Holy Spirit, and we can love your laws. We have the tools to love your law. The problem is, Lord, is we love our sin. So I pray that you would help us to repent, Lord, and love your laws more and love you more, Lord. Please help us to do that. And I pray, Lord, now as Dorian comes up here, Lord, that you help us to love the message and love what we're going to learn here and love you more for the message that we're going to hear. Please teach us and help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.